At the Whitney Museum right now, there is a large photograph by Miwa Yanagi called Yuka. It's from the artist's series entitled My Grandmothers, in which she asked dozens of young Japanese women to describe their ideal old age. Then Yanagi created composite images depicting their visions. Here, in vibrant color, an elderly Japanese woman rides in the sidecar of a motorcycle, squired by a virile young man. The woman has a brash mane of flame-red hair and a gold tooth that shines as she cackles with abandon. And where exactly is she?
Riding across the Golden Gate Bridge on her way to Las Vegas to make a fortune in the slot machines. And it really does capture the stereotypical ideal of America, the land of eternal youth and prosperity and sexiness, which still lives throughout the world.
Lawrence Rinder curated the Whitney Museum's exhibit, The American Effect, and he spent the last couple of years in preparation, studying how artists all over the world have been viewing the United States since 1990.
When I was doing research for the show, I didn't go out looking for particular perspectives or even looking for a balanced range. I was just looking for the most powerful and potent and interesting artistic responses to the United States from 1990 to the present. I did end up with a very broad range of responses from works that are really quite adulatory, even manically so, to the United States, and others that are much more critical, and then a wide swath in between.
Rinder selected a multitude of responses in the form of paintings, sculpture, photography, video, and 2 days' worth of documentary films. He wove them into a cohesive presentation that reminds us that the artists of the world are watching. One of them is Beijing-based artist Donwen Xing, who has a series of 5 large-scale color photographs in the exhibit.
I was born in Xi'an, you know, this ancient city. The first emperor from China was there. I think until end of 80s, China basically were very undeveloped and the life were not much changed. I never lived abroad until 98. I returned to China in spring 2002, and I can feel how our life changed, influenced by the Western modernity.
Donwen Xing's photographs are from her series entitled Disconnection. They appear almost like Jackson Pollock paintings, but in lieu of paint, they present a sea of trashed electronics. You stare into pools of Walkman earphones or plateaus of computer circuit boards. The images are somber and elegant, as your eye is seduced by the uniformity of the content and the graceful way that Xing has captured the objects at very close range from above. But don't be completely sucked in yet. What you're looking at is a wave of toxic refuse continually flowing into the Guangdong province.
When I saw this waste everywhere, I think I was ready for this. I jump on this all this garbage and I started shooting my photographs without any hesitation. I want to use all this electronic waste to represent 21st century modernity.
The United States exports about 10 million waste computers each year because these materials can't be put in American landfills. They're toxic. And so we send them overseas where they are dumped in enormous piles, mostly in China.
So the villagers spend their lives sorting through this trash for various components to mine and resell.
I found they are very organized, like if this village only recycle or sorting the, the wires. Another one is only about, chips. Another one is maybe only the case from the machine. All this is very, very organized. The people are working, just knitting on the ground, sorting all these computer parts. You can easily smell the air is like a burning plastic.
For Donwen Xing, this is the American effect. And while there are other artists included in the exhibit who employ beauty while depicting the ugly, there are many other styles here as well. When visitors walk in, they're greeted with Gilles Barbier's large sculpture, Nursing Home. It presents a tableau of life-size American superheroes in the throes of advanced old age, and it is both humorous and depressing. Less cheeky is Maria Marshall's hypnotizing video loop, entitled President Bill Clinton, Memphis, November 13, 1993. The piece features Marshall's two children unwrapping a room full of brightly colored presents in fast motion. Meanwhile, you hear the drone of a child's voice reciting a speech by Bill Clinton, which extols the virtues of work and discipline in the American family.
It gives meaning and self-esteem to people who are parents.
The many messages in this show are as diverse as the ways in which they're delivered.
Art is a wonderful territory in which to express complicated viewpoints. I would say one of the most illuminating things about this show is the way that it challenges the assumption, it's not even the assumption, sort of the dictate that you're either with us or against us.
For Studio 360, I'm Sarah Lilly.
The American Effect is on view at the Whitney Museum in New York until October 12th.